573-275-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Ain't no failure in my DNA. Ain't no shortcomings in my DNA. We will fulfill the plan. We will make it. We will overcome. We will. Somebody shout, I will. Amen. But you got to set your sights right. Some things you got to stop listening to. I tell people all the time, don't walk away. Don't ever walk away from a negative person. Run fast as you can. Break some records. Tell somebody, run. You see, words carry nature. That's why I feel for some of this generation and all that, you know, sometimes a car pull up to you. They don't even have to be next to you. They can be five cars behind. You can feel the bass. Boom, boom, boom. And it ain't that just the bass. You hear all the cussing and all the sex stuff. And people just booming that into their spirit. And so you see what we say. People messed up. Words carry nature. When God created Adam, he would come to him every day. You see, Adam wasn't created a caveman. He wasn't created a baby. He was a full-grown man, almost 7 feet tall, broad shoulders. Everything was big before the flood. And God would come and walk with him and talk with him, and he was putting nature into him. Nature into him. The God nature into him. When Eve took of the fruit, Adam could have said, hold everything. Because he carried the authority. Notice when Eve ate, nothing happened. Because Adam had the command. And he could have said, hold it, Mr. Serpent. Get out of my garden. But he didn't. You can do the same thing today. You carry an authority. Come on, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that so that can be restored to you. Because see this, what does that represent is resurrection. Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave. I heard Paul say, oh, death. What happened to your stinger? Oh, grave, where's your victory? Let me tell you something. When you are born again, catch what I'm saying here, you'll never die. This body might return to the dust, but to be absent from this earth suit means simply that I've slipped over into the presence of God, back to my original state as a spirit being. Hallelujah! Sometimes sickness try to rack your body. You get hurt, something get broke, anything can happen, but that's not the real you. You can suffer through that, and you'll find that in the pain, God is still greater. God still knows how to sustain you. God still knows how to keep you strong. As a matter of fact, those tests and trials only come to make you stronger. How did you feel when you came out the wilderness? Leaning on the Lord. Amen. The trials make you lean on God more. When we put these things in the right perspective, tell somebody right now, I can't be defeated. And I ain't gonna quit. If you know like I know, there have been times you wanted to quit. But something down inside of you. Remember that song, something down inside of me, telling me to go ahead. Something down inside of me, telling me to go ahead. Something down. Come on, help me out here. Telling me to go ahead, to go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Oh, the Holy Ghost down inside of me. Holy Ghost down inside of me, telling me to go ahead. Okay, okay, okay. We got the message. Jeremiah was in a prison. Jeremiah the prophet, the one whom God said, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you, and I called you, and I ordained you to do what you're doing. He got discouraged. He got through so much persecution, got put down in the dungeon, and he said, I'm never going to speak in his name again. I'm through with this. I can't handle this no more. It's too much persecution. I've been beaten too much. People have ostracized me too much. Down there in stocks. But as he mused, something down inside of him. I said, something down inside of him. See, you got to know what's down inside of you. I may be down one day, but I'm not out. Don't count me out. I may be lagging behind a little while, but don't count me out. I may be pushed to the side. Don't count me out. Because that's something down inside. He said, listen, I said I'll never preach in that name again. But he said, as he was there in that dungeon, the word down inside of him started to stir in him. Come on, I said that word started to stir in him. That destiny started to arise in him. That thing that won't let you quit, that won't let you stop, that won't let you turn around. Amen. And he said, it's like fire shut up in my bones, and I can't hold my peace. He prophesied his way out of that dungeon. Hallelujah. That same anointing, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says, will quicken your mortal body. How many know he's a healer today? How many know he's a deliverer today? How many know he's a savior today? How many know he won't leave you or forsake you? Oh, yes, he is. He's that and he's something else. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Ask somebody, do you know what you're carrying? When we were born into this natural world, follow me. Because we're going to talk about the blood. See, because DNA is carried in the blood. At a forensic crime scene, if they can find a trace of blood, they got you. You can be in Mexico. They know who you are. What color your eyes are. Your fingerprints. All in the blood. Now, with man, natural man, the two strands of DNA, 23 chromosomes from mom, 23 chromosomes from dad. But what science has discovered, and only God gives this type of knowledge, science has discovered that there's something that holds all the genes in that together. They've discovered it. They term it a white light. Stay with me. A little white light. Now, in like here's the genes, the 23 chromosomes, but in the middle is what they call a little white light that holds everything together. Now, I'm going to take you a little further. See, faith cometh by hearing, but when you hear the word of God, you got to have faith. Amen. Don't filter it through your reasoning. I do challenge you, when you go home, be like the Bereans and study. Ask God, and don't just read, you know, informally. Read and then ask God, Lord, give me grace to understand this. Open these scriptures up to me. Cause me to understand and to embrace what your spirit is saying through the life of your word. And not just read through something. No, read something and then prayerfully ask God to help you. That's where you find things unfolding to you. The white light that scientists have discovered. Now, I'm really about to draw a line here. When they find it and they examine it in someone who's a believer versus someone who's not a believer, they find that the one that is a believer, the white light operates differently. This is science that has discovered biblical principle. Science has always been way behind, but God is allowing knowledge to be increased. So that there, see, some things you don't even have to believe for now because it's proven. It's known fact. But in the life of the unbeliever, the white light doesn't hold everything together. That's why dead men walking or unbelievers, their lives don't glorify God. They often miss purpose. They're in the web of the world and influenced or programmed by language and by frequencies of the world and never really come into their own. How many people are so miserable in their life right now, just trying to make it? Versus this side where the believer is, where God brings order to their life. You could be working a janitorial job, which is nothing wrong with it, just pushing the broom, but be full of the joy of the Lord, content with life. You don't need a whole bunch of things to make you happy because you got it on the inside. Everything is making sense to you. You understand life. You enjoy life. You're kind to people. Amen. All this stuff is fun. Because why? That white light. That believer has joined everything. Life has meaning. Not just this human life, but the purpose for which God created you for. Your life doesn't consist in the abundance of things you possess. It consists in God. Oh, if we could ever really get that. Your soul prospers as you live in God, not as you read books. Educate yourself. Read books. Leaders are readers. But it's mere information if it's not cloaked in the presence of God. Do you know, and let me say, this is not, I don't mean to sound harsh here and that, but you know, anyone that's really truly not saved, and I'm not being critical or judgmental, but they crazy. Now, when I say that, they can be carrying PhDs, doctorates, have all kind of information, understand how to do heart transplants and everything else, but they're still crazy because they lack the mind of Christ. They lack their eternal purpose, and they are dead men walking. Amen. I mean, that's how abruptly we draw the line. Ain't no in between. Is you is or is you ain't. Ain't no maybes or one day. Is you is or is you ain't. That's what it is. Either you are or you're not.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Don't let them deceive you. Remember that you are, again, I'll say it and I'll keep saying it, that you are chosen by God. And God loves you. Amen. There's nothing that he can't do for you if you just surrender your heart.
This is Pastor Benny Ramos from Love Wings Ministry, inviting you to tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for In Spirit and in Truth as we beat up old Snaggletooth. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome.